The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jerry Perelman.
Good morning, John.
And it's nice to see you again. I haven't seen
you
in a while.
So
but no, I actually saw you at an event recently. What was
yes,
that?
Yes, we had the luncheon.
Oh, the luncheon. That's what it was. I knew there was something.
Yes.
And we're going to get right to our first guest, and that is Wendy Giacomis.
Good, good. That was close.
And Wendy is the owner of The Door Next Door, which is an antique showroom.
Right.
So you can describe it.
Sure. Well, first, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
We're going
to
go back and forth. Just excuse me. I want to know how Wendy got involved. I've been to the store. I've bought stuff there. It's just the most special place. So we're going to go all over the board because Wendy, I didn't meet Wendy as a antique dealer
right.
in the beginning.
Right.
But go ahead.
So it is an antique, vintage, and salvage warehouse. We travel pretty much all over the United States. I usually leave out on a Friday. Whether we fly out or drive out, our trucks will then follow and do the pickup and bring everything that we picked or done a job on and bring that back so then I can get home back by Sunday for my kids. That's during the year. In the summer, we take much bigger trips. We'll probably last about a week or so. So we open once a month to the public. So as of now, I've been for the past year that we've been in this space a dealer to the trade. So we're open every day to dealers and designers who are in there picking for their own clients or their own shops. And then when we open to the public once a month, it is gives the public an opportunity to come in and buy these pieces at dealer prices, which has been doing really well.
And I'm going to interrupt you there. That is very true. We're not. One thing has to be made clear on this show. We don't push anybody. We don't endorse anybody. We can't. It's not right. This is public access. But they are dealer prices, and I'm being honest because I've been there, and I'm like, what? How much is that? I was like, you got to be kidding me. And you see places. I mean, honestly, the markups don't happen there. So
no.
It is dealer prices.
Yeah, it is, and it's and you know what? It's so great because I think with the push now of like sustainable living and people wanting to repurpose and instead of, you know, throwing out these older pieces, we're bringing them in. And I think people get scared of the word antique. They kind of, you know, the younger people, they're getting a little nervous of the word antique. They think, you know, right away they're like, it was my mom's, it was my grandmother's, it was my aunt's. I don't want it. I want new. And then when you bring them through the door, it's just it's not what they thought.
Right.
And that's kind of what we love is that we don't do really any advertising. It's been through word of mouth. The big garage door goes down. You don't know what is going on behind there until we open that big garage door and you come in and it's very unexpected. It's everything is set up really in vignettes and gives you a chance to really imagine the piece in your space. And it's been great. I mean, we've been seeing a big push. We have such a great, I have to say, clientele. We have such a great mix, and which is really nice, and that's just been what's expanding the business has been word of mouth.
When you go on your trips looking for new things or old things to
buy,
as it is, that must be so exciting. You go into houses,
it
you never
is.
Know what you're going to find.
It is.
How do you pick out what I should bring back and what
so
I should?
So it's like we always say, we call ourselves treasure hunters all the time.
Okay.
And it's so fun. You know, we work with demo companies actually also. So we get a heads up when a house is, whether it's going to be demoed or it was abandoned, they'll give us a heads up. We then buy into the demo. So we try to save a lot of architectural salvage, which usually goes straight to clients. We have a big clientele that looks specifically for the old corbels.
What's
the corbels on the outside of porches.
Oh, the outsides. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So corbels are now, they're very big in the whole industry right now, but they're brought in and people take these beautiful old wooden corbels from 18th, 19th century homes, and they're putting them on bookcases as bookends, or they're just, you know, they're pieces that you would just talk about. And it's, yeah, and it's pretty great. Even the old windows, we pull in old, the job I'm leaving to go to next here is in Rockville Center, and the house is being demoed, but it's all floor-to-ceiling leaded windows, and they're stunning.
Wow.
So it's just to be able to have the opportunity to go in there, and all stained glass, and to pull everything out is just, it's pretty great.
Well, actually,
great.
When I was at your store last time, it looked like some pieces were almost built-in pieces.
Yeah.
They weren't, you know, there were some pieces like chairs, etc., but there was pieces that were so big. It would have encompassed the whole wall.
Yeah,
of the piece.
Yeah. And you know what's so great is that, so, you know, the older homes didn't have closets. There wasn't a lot of closets.
My house is 1916.
Right, so you probably...
It's nothing.
Right, so there wasn't a lot of closets. So we have all these phenomenal, huge armoires because that was their closets.
Okay, yeah.
So you're bringing in these beautiful pieces. We do a lot of primitive as well, and you're bringing in these phenomenal pieces. And now that people are making these bigger homes, and even though they have these ginormous walk-in closets, they still want to bring something now in with character. Right. And so they'll bring that armoire in, so which is great. Even the doors, we did a brownstone in Brooklyn, and it was sad to see that the new buyers did not want all the huge doors, 10-foot doors, and they were taking them out. And we have a pair of them that are still in the warehouse behind the counter. They're tremendous, and they're just stunning, and unfortunately, they were pulling them all out.
Well, that's reality, because somebody goes into a beautiful old house and says, this is disgusting, rip it out. I have a friend who moved out to Baiting Hollow?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
Baiting Hollow.
Yes,
Baiting Hollow.
When he lived in New Hyde Park, and he's been on the show, Christina knows it, Paul, who did the, he's a Vietnam vet. But anyway, his house, when I used to walk into it, I used to fool around and say, I'm going to get sick in this house. It was all chrome. It's like, you're making me vomit. He moves out to Baiting River, and all he's doing is picking up antiques, old refrigerators, a phonograph. I walk in, last time I walked in, I went to him, I gave him a hug and a kiss. I said, thank God you've come to the good side of life. You know? But it's amazing how people change.
Right, it is. And you know where's actually huge? A big business for vintage antique is Brooklyn.
Really?
It's huge clientele in Brooklyn. It's pretty remarkable. I mean, one of the most unexpected places. We didn't expect to have a bigger, and that's a lot of our clientele comes from Brooklyn.
I kind of remember growing up in Brooklyn, and as a kid, I lived in an apartment house, and you had these gorgeous ceilings and molded doors.
Yeah.
And you never see anything like that now, at least not unless you're paying big bucks for
it.
But I just remember the most gorgeous, as you said, armoires and wooden doors.
Yeah, the
and,
parlor doors.
Yes,
the 10-foot doors.
The finish was so magnificent on some of these. And the carvings and the shapes and designs. You would imagine somebody did all that work, and maybe they did because...
Yeah, majority of all that, that's all hand-carved.
That's right.
The mantles even. Yeah. Some of the mantles are just...
Yes.
The mantles are just beautiful.
We went years ago when the plaza was being refurbished.
Yes, the plaza.
All the mantles were for sale.
Yeah.
And we went to it, but the mantles were just too big for our house. And I wanted to try to get the hurricane lamps on them. But they wouldn't sell them separate. They had beautiful hurricane lamps.
Yeah.
And I found hurricane lamps last year for the first time, cranberry hurricane lamps in a flea market.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just, a single lamp,
but
with the, crystals hanging around it.
Right.
And they're not wired, but I could have them wired if I wanted to. So I use them as a candle thing.
Right.
Is that what they did? They put candles?
I don't know what they did. When I bought them, they were wireless.
Yes.
And so I took them home, but we just have them on the fireplace.
Right. Yeah.
But if I wanted to wire them, it's easy enough to do. But then my wife doesn't want to start putting holes to the bookshelves to plug them in.
Oh, yeah.
We could plug them in, but she says, I don't want holes.
Mm. We just did a... We had a lot of them, and we sold a woman was doing a wedding, and they were all in the center of every table.
Oh,
yeah, which is great.
Different.
And then that was the piece that was taken home.
Taken home, wow.
Yeah, which is kind of pretty great to give something like that instead of just take home your flower.
Flowers that
unfortunately...
And you can look through it.
Yeah.
You can talk to the people.
Yeah, it was just such a great idea. So we're seeing so much more of that, which is so super exciting, is that just that... We are seeing such a mix. So we do something in the warehouse. We put out coffee and cupcakes every single time we're open for people to have. And one thing we do is we have real mugs. We don't use paper cups. We put real mugs out. It kind of gives people a reason to stay a little longer. They have a mug full of coffee and they walk around, and it's very home. And one thing that I was very adamant about is that I want people to feel like they're coming home when they come in there. Like, it's very warm environment, and we have a lot of repeat customers. We have people that just come in, they bring their own coffee cups, they fill it up, and they walk around and hang out. And it's just, it's a great place. It was just, you know, it's an unexpected place, and that's...
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't express it. And last time I was there, Noah and Lucas were with me. Those are two of my grandchildren, mm-hmm. and Noah took a cupcake.
Yeah.
But he didn't want the first one, so he wanted another one. And the lady, whoever was there, and I stopped him. I said, no, you take one. If you don't want that one, that's tough. You can't just keep taking
cupcakes. Yeah, and my girls...
They're phenomenal, too.
Yeah.
They're beautiful looking.
Yeah, so there's... it's a friend of mine that owns... That she makes them, and so, you know, one thing I knew when I had started this business was I always wanted to grow it where it was a network. So always some helping others as well grow at the same time. And it was, you know, she's a small business as well. So I'll order and place the order every single month for those cupcakes to come in.
They're phenomenal.
And it's just, you know, really? It helps her out. And it's just, you know, goes hand in hand. And and even like with the I have a great staff that works with me, and you know, and them as well. It's, you know, you want everyone to do well, and when you want everyone to do well, they want you to do well, and that's what happens there. And it's just, it's a great feel. It's a great place.
It really is. The walk around is cool, and I'm going to bring somebody else into this now. It's a Christina kind of place. It really is. You have to go there with Jay, because Christina's a decorator and everything in
her
house.
Oh,
really? Oh, yeah. I mean, every holiday, you got to see the house. But she would have a pleasure just walking around, because you're saying what I felt and didn't realize.
Yeah, right.
It's like walking through home between the coffee and the cupcakes. And because I know you, I didn't take the same feeling. But somebody walking in there, it's like a little...
Yeah.
You know.
And it's nice.
It's a respite.
Right. And it's, you know, it was so funny. We had we have a couple that comes in all the time, and young couple. And her husband had said, he was like, oh my gosh, he's like, you wrote me the nicest email. I thank you so much. And she was like, do you think that email's going just to you? That's him. And he was like, no, it was to just me. And so we send out one email a month, and it's very personalized. It's to everybody, but it's written the way I speak. So it's not pushing. It's just, you know, hey guys, this is where we were at. This is the jobs we were doing. This is what's coming in. Trucks are coming in. Sorry, we've been out of touch. Very real. And people respond so well to that. One of my dogs was very sick, and you know, I'm a huge animal lover, so my dog was very sick. I couldn't even open the warehouse. She wasn't going to make it, and I had to cancel the warehouse opening. And can I tell you, I got more emails and text messages from customers checking on my dog than anything. And it was just, and at first I was like, oh gosh, like, do I even say that this is the reason why we have an emergency closing? Is that going to like hurt my business? That they're going to be like, this is very flighty, you know? But it honestly, it just made it stronger, because people were like, you're very real about what you're doing and what's happening in your life. And people respect that, because they know then, you know, in all aspects of the business, you're honest and you're real and you're not trying to take advantage of everybody.
Right.
And it luckily it went well.
Right. Okay. No, but it's the truth. And what you're talking about with your dog is the feeling you get from the place. It's like going through a family's living room.
Yeah.
And, you know, saying, oh, mom, you know, if you don't want this piece anymore, could I have it in my house?
Right.
It really is. The feeling there is just...
I am totally convinced. I am ready to go. Just let me know when, and I'll be there.
Yes. It's, you know, it's just, it's a great time. And
I'm going to bring all my friends.
Yes, as you should. And it's great. And like I said, like, people don't even really know when we don't advertise. So some people find us from the huge cow that's outside.
Right.
We have a life-size cow and pig that go outside the garage door, and that's how they know we're open. And
you know what? We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, I want you to give the address, because it's on Glen Cove Road, but I don't remember the whole address. But you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.